A Bit of Clarity. August 19, 2021. By Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. This past Monday night, I explained how efforts to re-secure our assets have been undermined and gone haywire to the extent that plans were being made to use the returned labor bonds owed to the people of this country to fund the RV. This is screw loose from many different perspectives, not the least of which is that the money produced by those bonds is dirty money, the result of criminal activities that took place in this country for almost 100 years, right under the noses of our precious vaunted military geniuses. Such money has to be returned to the people of this country, but it cannot be returned to them on an individual basis because they would immediately become tainted as beneficiaries of crime and would be presumed to be accomplices to the crimes. Those bonds have to be settled and the receipts have to be returned to the lawful government and to our International Trade Bank for distribution. We have already described in part the first wave of relief in the form of a vendor card that will allow Americans to discharge public debt with prepaid credit. I was so disgusted with certain members of the U.S. military for inserting themselves in the repatriation process and presuming to have authority over the civilian government even after peace has been declared and the lawful government has presented itself, that I asked the members of our assemblies to sit down and sound off on their own behalf. The address for the Joint Chiefs of Staff is 9999 Joint Staff Pentagon, Washington, D.C. 20318999. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wrights website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wrights' website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.